The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. Imagine, if you will, a trip into the mind of Chris Domino.
Feeling stupid? I know I am.
It's time to go beyond the goatee.
Housekeeping. It was NFL.com and the 8th overall pick, Byron Murphy II. Defensive tackle out of Texas. That was the Atlanta Falcons pick. Have you heard that name before? That's the 12th different name.
No.
I've kept... That's
not as far as the Falcons are concerned.
Yeah, that's the 12th different name I've heard that the Falcons will be taking. We're now up to 12.
More housekeeping.
That's called a dozen, folks.
We talked about one day perhaps student athletes becoming employees. Michael, an attorney, emailed and said if they do become employees, they become entitled to workers' comp.
Yep.
For benefits for any injury they suffer while playing.
Yep.
So another hurdle, perhaps.
Well, there go the insurance rates. Oh, my God, right, getting killed by the insurance.
Thank you, Michael.
Marvin Harrison just signed a multi-year endorsement deal with New Balance. The Ohio State star will introduce the brand's first American football cleats at the NFL draft.
Made in America. Made in the good old U.S. of A. Right here.
At the NFL draft. Now, do you think he's going to wear cleats on the podium for his bro hug? Please, don't fall. That could be slippery up there. I hope he's just holding them in his hands.
Four Atlanta area locations when it comes to New Balance. Toco Hills, Sandy Springs, Alpharetta, and across from the Mall of Georgia.
You're welcome. I said you're welcome.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
They're not all pearls. And the fact that Peter Frampton had to wait after being eligible since 1998 to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame seems ridiculous. Now, I would have told you, if this was his career, I would have said no.
This is Chuck Oliver's favorite Peter Frampton song. This was the follow-up to Frampton Comes
Alive.
Well,
he also said, they put me in a blouse. They made me record stuff in 6 months. And this is what happened. Now, again.
Come on, put this blouse on. The kids are going to love it.
That's a true story, by the way.
You want to put on a house coat, too?
Go look at the cover of this album. He's got a blouse on. He's got a woman's blouse.
What's it called?
I'm in You.
It is the title of the album as well.
So he said
song and album.
He had to do it in like 6 months. Frampton Comes Alive was such a big hit. They were like, we need another one. And it's what happened. Now, I'm going to tell you this. It's not great. But as part of it would have been okay. Thank God this is not what the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was judging him on. Although I don't know what they were judging him on because it's taken 26 years. Now, if you do this.
I thought he was in already.
So did he. Let me give you one other thing very quickly. He finished second. You know there's a fan vote? 528,000 fan votes. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame does a fan vote. You know who got the most votes? Dave Matthews. The fan vote, the people. So you're wrong about it. The people.
I'm not wrong.
No. The people have told you
this,
you're wrong.
No, this is all a work.
This is a work. It's Angel Hernandez, and it's some other things around here, and now Dave Matthews.
I feel like every 70s album cover looked like this.
Okay. They told him to put on a blouse. They did
the same thing with Andy Gibb, right? He's kind of laying horizontally at the shirt on
blouse shot.
Yeah.
It's a blouse shot. All right, now take this down because we've heard it for too long. When you do that, you got to understand that the man also did this. This is one of the great openings of an album ever. This really is.
I mean, no one really knows who he is.
Nope.
The fact that this all came together.
Well,
the
he
way
was with Humble
did,
Pie.
Yeah.
So some people knew his name. As a teenager, he was known as a really, really good guitar player.
Jerry Shirley worked in Cleveland. He was a DJ. He was a drummer for Humble Pie.
Right. So, this is how the album opens up. And this is the beginning of, some would say the beginning of it again, because you can't
sustain this.
You can't top pigs with pigs.
No.
Like, you got to do something different. And I'm in You came out. Oof. And then Sergeant Pepper's came out. Oof.
The movie now,
Now that I think about it, maybe Peter Frentz. No, no, I'm kidding.
Was he Billy Shears in the movie?
He was. Oh, boy. Yeah, it was bad. There's a paycheck. He also said, this is not the movie I was picked.
So, Lennon's still alive when that comes out.
Yeah, and
70s. I can't find, I'm not saying they don't exist. I can't find any quotes from Lennon because he had to
about
be,
it.
I mean, maybe he was so disgusted with it that he wasn't even going to give you a quote.
How much money did he make?
Yeah, but you know he was.
What do you mean?
He was
above making the check?
He would like to let you believe he was.
Well, he wasn't. That movie proves he was not above taking the check. Frampton did say, man, they pitched me a different movie. Doesn't matter. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now, again, I'm not telling you they shouldn't be. I'm not sure they should be. But if this is what you're hanging your hat on to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I say no.
Great wedding song.
Yeah. Is it? Okay. I think people have told you it's a great wedding song. Look, at the end
it's
of the day, this
at every
can't
wedding,
be,
is it not?
Yeah. Except weddings I was at. What did I used to do? I'd give the guy $20 if you don't pay it.
I went to my nephew's wedding, great Motown band in Chicago. They played this.
I know.
You just have
everybody
to, I guess.
One.
It's a rite of passage.
Right. Unless somebody pays you not to play, which I've done to the DJ. Doesn't matter. This is not their best. That's all. It's upbeat. I saw these guys in a parking lot, by the way.
Robert Cool Bell, is that right?
Yeah, they were playing in a later parking lot, Piscataway, at like a bar.
They do Hollywood Swinging?
Yeah, which is better than this.
Yeah.
Can I ask what is their best, if this isn't it?
Hollywood Swinging's pretty good.
Yeah.
But I don't know, are they supposed to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Come on, be honest.
No,
they're not. They're not. It's cool and everything.
No pun intended.
But they're in. And someone said, they're finally in.
So I was going to say too hot. Another one of their,
interesting,
their songs. But
that was another one of their songs.
Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade.
All right, now you want a story? This guy's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Did you know this story?
The materials we used were all things that were just lying about. Literally, the oak panel, which takes the strain here, is from an old tabletop. The neck is from a fireplace, which was 100 years old at the time, so it's about 300 years old now.
You know
this guitar evolved in the hands of me and my dad. We had no power tools. We had no experience in making guitars. You can still see the wormholes, which were filled in with matchsticks. And this was all just done with spoke shaves and sandpaper and chisels. And the dot markers were from my mum's button box. Pretty much, this is the guitar I made.
Who is this?
That's Brian May, who said they didn't have any money. His father was like an engineer, and they made his guitars. They made the first guitar that he got up on stage,
so guys
and
like
made
that,
the one after that.
And guys like Eddie Van Halen, he did the same thing.
No doubt.
He would tear apart guitars and make his own guitars, and maybe that's why they had their own sound.
He had drawings that he had showed. He said, these are the drawings we used. It was scribbles. And he said, but my father was an engineer. He figured it out. I couldn't afford a good guitar. His father made him one, then made him a second one.
Great song on News of the World, All Dead, that Brian May sings lead on, if you want to check it out.
Did Freddie admit that he sang lead? Did he lose a bet? How did Freddie give up power in that one?
I'm not really sure.
How do you think that went? All right. Tell me what you would do in this situation. But first, you got to hear this. Let me ask you a question.
It's being, train.
Yeah, I'm being
all right,
serious.
There you go. That's the sound of the horn.
There are two people who are now up in charges in California because what they did is they couldn't afford really rents to live. So they built an apartment below a train station.
Gotcha.
They got found out. Now, they worked on the trains. They weren't squatters. They worked for the company. They fixed trains. They
were mechanics.
But they would order some parts.
Yeah, I'm talking about squatters. Down the hall to the left.
They ordered some parts and end up building these apartments for them to live in because it was kind of the best they could do. I'm not charging them. They're being charged. Now, I'm going to tell you why I'm not charging
them. What are you charging them with?
Well, because they were in a place living in a place. Yeah, and a little bit, they got them on fraud because they said some of the materials that they ordered, they actually put into these apartments that they built.
I got you.
Here's the difference. Instead of being homeless, they showed up for work every day. They did their job every day because they were living here. Instead of being handing out, I need this, I need that.
We need to build a wall.
Yeah, no, down the hall.
They figured out a way to do it. What are you supposed to charge them with? I'm serious. What do you, like, they didn't want to be a blight. They didn't want to be a problem for society. They had no record. They didn't do anything wrong. They just figured out a way to live in a place where, quite honestly, most people wouldn't live. They'd be like, I can't live there.
Yeah,
they did.
I find it to be ingenious.
Me too. And they showed up for work every day. That's the other
part. Yeah, they never missed work.
They didn't ask for
minding their own business.
That's right. So, I don't know. If I'm the judge.
I did what I did to survive.
Was that?
I did what I did to Civil War.
These are Americans, by the way. I don't know who you think they are. These are Americans.
Well, if I did it as an American.
What's English Muffin Day?
Quite as good. It is. Pay attention to what we're trying to do here today.
All right, I will give you a dollar if you can tell me what this is.
All right, so here we are, one of the elephants. The cool thing about these guys is that they have really, really, really long trunks. And that's cool. And that's pretty much all there is to say.
You know what that is? It's famous, by the way. And I was waiting for somebody to do a Dan Matthews joke. Dan.
Elephants?
Yeah, no. No, oh. No, being a reporter of some sort.
I actually know this one.
I didn't offer you a dollar. Do you want to do it still?
Yes.
Go ahead.
First YouTube video?
That's the first YouTube video. 317 million views. This kid went by the name of Jawed, J-A-W-E-D. It's the first YouTube video ever. It's still up. It's 317 million views. 19 years ago, by the way. It's the first YouTube video uploaded. Now, how would he even know what to do or how to put it? I don't know any. It's a kid. He's at a zoo. He's literally at a zoo, and he put the video up. He's the first one. I don't know. Is he famous? Did he make any money on this? My guess is no.
But I can't imagine a world without YouTube. I don't know that much.
Oh, and here's
my... would be lonely.
Here's my what the blank moment of the week, all right? And it might be my what the blank moment of April. Somebody put something out on social media. Who's the greatest player of all time? And it's an NBA thing. Who's the greatest player of all time?
Gotcha.
Can I tell you what his choices were? This is what you had to vote on. It's the God's honest truth. Somebody put this up. Who's the greatest player of all time? Here are your choices. Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Steph Curry, Magic Johnson, Paul Pierce. Which of these things is not like the other?
I mean, it's self-explanatory.
Paul Pierce. Let me see. Hold on. There's got to be Kareem there. Nope, he's not there. Bill Russell. Nope, he's not there. Paul Pierce.
You're going to put Paul Pierce instead of Larry Bird on the list? Yeah, you...
Yeah, that's my what the blank moment.
You got to be suspended from social media.
You understand why this might be my what the blank moment of all of April.
Some people, what they don't know, they don't know.
So what you're saying is they're ignorant. Did you see a Florence Pugh? Do you know who that is, speaking of English? She's British, right?
She's Florence an actress, Pugh. Right?
Yeah, she was at the Braves game the other night. Miller Lite, she was sitting in the good seats. Her and Blooper got a picture together. She's filming an Avengers-y type movie down here right now. But she was there, had a Braves hat on. Fans loved her. Everybody said she was gracious, drinking a Miller Lite.
Speaking of filming things here, I saw someone post on social media a photo of Stallone filming Tulsa in Gainesville, Georgia.
Yeah, I saw that. He got escorted by, that's where I live, and the signs were up all around downtown on the square, and he was being escorted by the police onto set, and he looked good in a suit.
Well, I mean, you're our producer. You live up there. Why don't you...
I brought this up to DeMino. I said, should I go and try to get him? And DeMino's will just get a 680 shirt and make sure it's recorded.
Yeah.
He meant, like, for the show.
Yeah, no, go book him. Run up to him. Take a beating by the bodyguard that was there, because there was a bodyguard there.
All I wanted to do was give you this 680, the fan shirt, and ask you to come on the show.
And Florence is from the United Kingdom.
Yeah, that's correct.
Whatever. What do you want from me?
Now you're whatever. In Atlanta.
What an ugly American. Braves hat on, Miller Lite. I'm in.
I wish you guys do a little more homework.
Yeah. Deanne's right about you.
That's hilarious. Where's she from?
United Kingdom.
Oxford.
Give me one thing you know about the United Kingdom.
Well, you go over there.
Florence Pugh is from there.
You go over there to study. If you have a Rhodes Scholar, you go to Oxford to study.
Yeah, where's Oxford?
United Kingdom. Anything else?
Yeah. Have you heard her speak?
No, I've never heard her speak.
Okay. Well, then shame on you. You obviously didn't watch.
Listen, that's not the question you asked me.
She's in that Black Widow. I saw.
Okay, if you say so.
I did. I saw in another movie where she was depressing. Well, oh, my God. She was a nanny of some sort on some... it was a period piece. Let me explain something to you.
Oh, Mrs. Doubtfire. And it's depressing.
Let me explain something to you. I watched about 20 minutes of this movie. Thank God I started in a pretty good mood, because I don't know what I would have done.
I would rather watch Mrs. Doubtfire.
Midsommar she was in? Midsummer, or however you say that?
I don't know what it was. Midsummer. But I don't know if that was it. This was like she was a nanny, and she walked to these people's houses. And I was like, oh, my God, what is going on here?
No, thank you.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.